President Obama is speaking to the National RX Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit today, where he's proposing a rule that aims to increase medication-based treatment for tens of thousands of people dealing with opioid addiction. The White House is seeking a little more than $1 billion in new federal funds to confront the problem. New Hampshire is one of the hardest-hit states when it comes to the number of people who die from drug overdoses. It's also at the very bottom when it comes to access to substance abuse treatment. For Here and Now contributor Kaiser Health News, Rachel Gottbaum reports.
On a cold, wintry afternoon, residents play ping pong at the Friendship House in Bethlehem, New Hampshire. It's a rehab facility, the only one in the northern part of the state. There's 18 beds here, also transitional housing where people recovering from addiction can live after they finish a 28-day program. But the wait lists to get in here are long.
It's typically 4 to 6 weeks that they're on a waiting list.
Even longer in more populated parts of the state, says Christy Latender. She runs the Friendship House.
A lot of our admissions are coming from Manchester, Nashua, which is the southern part of the state, because they have 6-month wait lists to get into their programs, so they're coming up north.
Waiting for treatment doesn't work for a lot of people addicted to heroin and other opiate drugs such as fentanyl and OxyContin. There's a small window of time, she says, when people are ready for help.
Lately, we've lost a couple who have reached out and were in the beginning stages of accessing a bed, and then you get the phone call, that person overdosed and their chance is gone.
In 2015, I had 7 friends die of heroin addiction.
Sean Warren is 23 and has been struggling with heroin for more than 2 years. He wanted to get off the drug, but says he couldn't do it on his own. When he called around to find a rehab bed, he was told it would be 9 weeks before he could get one.
When I needed to be in treatment, when I needed to be in a safe place, I called everywhere, crying, begging to get in, and no one had room for me. So my addiction led me out to do more crime.
Warren ended up stealing his sister's credit cards to get money to buy drugs. And that's when Warren says he got lucky. He was arrested. With no access to heroin, Warren went through withdrawal alone in his cell. From jail, he was admitted to the Friendship House.
You have to survive for X amount of time. If I stayed out there for 9 weeks, I can guarantee you I wouldn't be alive right now. I didn't have that time. I did not.
Most rehab programs in New Hampshire will not take people unless they are free from drugs for at least 3 days. But finding a place to detox is not easy. There are only a handful in the state. And there's also a shortage of doctors who can prescribe medications to help people detox at home. So a lot of people show up at the emergency room.
This is Littleton Regional. We copy. Do you copy?
Littleton Regional Healthcare is a 25-bed hospital not far from the Friendship House. ER Dr. Randy Knight says every shift he works, he sees 2 to 3 patients struggling with a drug addiction. Sometimes these are people who have OD'd and are dumped unconscious at the hospital entrance.
It's worse than it's ever been, and we're burying way too many young people from New Hampshire because we haven't committed the necessary human resources, hospital beds or treatment beds, to help patients kick this habit.
Randy Knight says when people show up at the emergency room desperate to detox from opioids, there is very little he can do for them. Unlike detoxing from alcohol, where people can be admitted to the hospital because they can have life-threatening seizures, coming off heroin and other opioids is often a brutal experience, which can include hallucinations, vomiting, chills, and diarrhea, but it is not considered a medical emergency.
When I meet a patient and their family requesting help with getting off heroin or opiates, I have to tell them that a hospital is not going to be able to provide services that they need because the patient is not unstable from a medical point of view. That doesn't mean they're not going to use again. They are, and they tell me that quite bluntly. If you send me out of here, doctor, I'm going to use again. But I just can't offer a hospital bed in this situation.
Knight usually gives these patients a drug that may ease some of their symptoms of withdrawal, but then he can only refer them to rehab and hope that they don't have to wait too long for a bed.
My name's Eileen Shea, and my daughter's father, Edward Sawyer, died from a drug overdose on April 7th, 2015.
For years, Eileen Shea says her former partner, Eddie Sawyer, struggled with heroin. But after losing his job and time with his daughter, he got on the waiting list for a bed at the Friendship House. Shea offered to take Sawyer to the nearby hospital to help him detox, but she knew there were no guarantees he would be admitted.
I wish I could have said, Eddie, I'm going to come and pick you up. I'll take you to the hospital. They're going to admit you. The healthcare professionals at the hospital are going to take care of you. They're going to make phone calls. We're going to get you the help you need so you don't die. But that's not what happened.
Eddie Sawyer never made it to the hospital. He died from a drug overdose a week later. Shea says when the police found Sawyer in his apartment, there was a list of rehab facilities on the table next to his bed. It was a list she had given to him a month earlier. There were check marks next to the name of each one. Eddie Sawyer had called every place on the list.
You know, they found a list of detoxes and rehabs next to this guy that overdosed on drugs. That's a tragedy. Eddie did not want to continue to do drugs. He just could not stop. And he reached out for people to help him stop. Nobody took him.
Eddie Sawyer was one of 420 people in New Hampshire who died last year from a drug overdose. This year, the state has doubled its funding for substance abuse treatment and has made 43,000 residents eligible for treatment under expanded Medicaid. But that money may not be available after next year if New Hampshire lawmakers fail to renew the state's Medicaid expansion program. They're debating that right now. For Here and Now, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
And Rachel's story comes to us from our partners at Kaiser Health News.